We're member-supported 91.7 KXT, and today I'm happy to welcome into our studio Motorcade. The band's self-titled debut album is available now, and they have a show coming up at the Kessler Theater tomorrow night, presented by KXT's local show. Thank you guys so much for coming in today. We're super excited about the show tomorrow night, and I would love for you guys to start us off with a song. Which one are you going to play first?
CP80.
And a loss of power, but there's no dance, no feeling, shakiness and reeling. I see your eyes looking to the hours, forever changed. Why wait for it? There's no chance, no feeling, shakiness and reeling. Catch the light as it goes out. I'll give you up when it all comes down. But we'll be then, where are we now? I'll give you up when it all comes down.
Motorcade performing live in our studio today before their show tomorrow night at the Kessler Theater. Thank you guys so much. That was so great. So I want to name off for our listeners just a few of the artists you guys have collectively played with over the years. The list includes St. Vincent, The Apples and Stereo, The War on Drugs, Daniel Johnston, Baptist Generals, and The Death Ray Davies. Can you guys kind of explain how you came together to form Motorcade?
Well, John and James and Andrew and I have been kind of talking about doing something collectively for a long time, and then it just kind of, we just started playing a few songs together, because we all kind of were like-minded and kind of wanted to do the same type of music. And then we knew that John was such a great player, we just wanted to bring him in as well, and we were all such good friends, just wanted to make it a project, you know?
And they offered me $1 million.
That's what I heard.
That's
true. I heard John was getting $2
million. That's true.
It's gonna be a tough road for the rest of us, for eternity.
Well, clearly you guys are all extremely accomplished musicians in your own right. Does that make it easier or harder when you get into a room to write songs together?
We're friends. We're really good friends that go way, way back. It's easy.
Easy to write songs. And do you guys write the songs collectively, or is there one main songwriter?
I kind of write all the songs.
James will send us like the skeletal, well, almost pretty much done song. It's not really skeletal. And then we pretty much, like, we, in fact, for example, we got together last week and worked on a brand new song, and we almost played it today because it was just kind of like, okay, well, now we have that. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, we've just been playing together for so long and different bands, and then we play a lot in this band together. So, you know, it's, we kind of almost can finish each other's sentences, you know.
But the first ever rehearsal ever was a complete disaster. So it didn't come super easily. There was growing pains for sure.
Well, it's hard to believe hearing how you guys sound today.
You should have heard that. Oh, my.
Well, we take a little different approach, too, because especially with the last record, we recorded everything before we'd ever played it live. So we had never practiced it or rehearsed it or anything. So, yeah, it was there were certainly some growing pains trying to live up to the way the recording sounded, and it took us a while to figure that out.
Well, and it does seem like you guys have played very few live shows. I caught your show at Good Records, which was, it blew my mind, and I know a lot of people were really excited about it and had a great time. What can people expect at your show at the Kessler tomorrow?
More of that.
More of that? More of minds being blown?
Bigger of that. More power outlets. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we've got better. We've our show's bigger now with Terry, who runs lights and videos and stuff. And of course, we have a great sound guy in Dave.
Cool. So. Yeah, the lights and video show is really cool.
Yeah.
From what I saw, I'm very curious what's in store for you in this new year. Are you going to be recording anymore?
Oh yeah, I'm starting it now. Yeah, we're. Cool. There's more than enough songs, and actually a good half of them are really close to being ready to give to everyone else to do their parts, you know.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, it'll happen. I just hope it's sooner than later, you know, but I keep getting pulled away, as we all do.
Great. Well, we can't wait to hear them, and we'd love to hear another song from your debut record now.
We got Recover.
Just one.
It's 91.7 KXT. We have Dallas band Motorcade in the KXT studio today before their show tomorrow night at the Kessler Theater. I want to thank Jason Writings for sponsoring our live sessions, and thank you guys so much for coming in. It's been a pleasure.